And just before we go today, time for a close-up. The New Horizons mission is coming down to the wire. That's NASA's mission to the outer reaches of our solar system. The New Horizons spacecraft has traveled 3 billion miles in the past 9 years and is now about to have a close encounter with Pluto, relatively speaking. Randy Gladstone is a co-investigator on the New Horizons mission. He says Pluto is just coming into focus.
The last couple of days have been phenomenal, seeing all these blobs, black and white, resolve into geologic features on the surface. So now we can actually try and do science there, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so what are you seeing there? You got lakes, mountains, what?
No lakes, I don't think, but I guess we'll see in a day or two if there's any, but we don't expect any lakes. There seems to be a lot of frost on the surface moving, which we already expected, but it seems to be moving around quite a bit. It seems like a very dynamic place. There's craters, too, multi-ring craters even on Pluto and on Charon, its large moon. We see several craters that have large rays coming out of them like you would see on the moon here.
So you're there at the headquarters for New Horizons mission. It kind of sounds like you're having a party. Is everyone pretty excited?
It's pretty exciting, yeah. And tomorrow I expect it to be just total chaos here because it's just ramping up and up until we go through the closest approach tomorrow.
What happens tomorrow?
Well, we go as close as we're going to get to Pluto. We just pass by Pluto. We're not stopping there, but we're flying very, very quickly. I don't know how many thousand miles an hour. I guess it's around 31,000 miles an hour or something. We get as close as we're going to get at about noon universal time tomorrow. I think that's around 7 a.m. our time here. And after that, we just keep going. But we get all our best data when we're closest, of course, because that's when Pluto fills up, you know, the most view. You know, we get a very high resolution look at the surface. After we've traveled so far to get there, billions of kilometers, it's like being right in front of your face.
That's 7,500 miles, about.
Yeah, it sounds like a long distance, but we'll be seeing features as small as a couple hundred meters on the surface. So if you were flying past the Earth, you'd be able to see stuff in Central Park, I think.
All right, now, I'm kind of embarrassed to ask this question. You're a scientist, a NASA guy, but who cares? I mean, what are we going to learn from Pluto?
Well,
it's barely a planet, right?
Yeah. But it's a great planet because it represents a huge class of objects that are in the outer solar system that we didn't even know existed until a couple of decades ago. You know, we used to think, well, when I grew up, used to think of the planets as being eight, you know, four rocky planets, four giant planets, and then little old Pluto out there all by itself. And it's not really like that. There's thousands of objects out there, and Pluto's just the largest of them that we are able to see really well. So it's a whole class of things. That's where the comets come from. And it played an important role in the architecture and history of the solar system. So to scientists, Pluto is a really big deal. This is probably the last great exploration of a body in our solar system, so it's a very exciting period.
You going to get any sleep the next couple nights?
I'll be happy to get a nap or two, but yeah, not much.
Randy Gladstone is a co-investigator on NASA's New Horizons mission. Good luck.
Well, thank you, Aaron.
And from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Aaron Schachter.